This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Quranic Reminders, in where I share with you reminders from the Quran. After a long break we've taken, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Today's reflection is a beautiful ayah from Surah Taha, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the believers something incredibly beautiful. And this is very important for us to remain motivated and encouraged upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in this ayah,
وَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He makes a promise to the believers. And I said to you that this ayah, inshallah ta'ala, it is going to give you motivation and inspiration that you continue upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the path of righteousness and worship. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He began this ayah by saying, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, anyone who does from the righteous deeds. وَمَنْ, the first وَمَنْ, it is referring to male and female, young and old, whoever it is. Anyone who does, يَعْمَلْ, مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, from the righteous deeds. Now of course, the righteous actions are many. Al-Islam teaches us many righteous acts that we can do. There's approximately 70 righteous acts that we can do. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, anyone who does from the righteous deeds. You see this word, min as-salihat, this min in Arabic, it's called min at-tab'id. It implies a part of something, the partitive min. So the righteous deeds are many, and of course we perhaps won't be able to do all of them, so at least do some of them. And the main righteous deeds that a person is to be consistent upon are the obligatory deeds, the obligatory actions, the prayers, Ramadan, والزكاة, والحج, once a lifetime. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and the righteous deeds are called صَالِحَاتِ. It's coming from the word صَلَحَ, صَلَحَ meaning to fix something. Because the righteous actions, when we do them, they actually fix us. They fix our relationship with Allah. They fix our broken soul, our broken heart. They fix us emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. They fix us. So they are called as-salihat. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, anyone who does from the righteous acts, and after a person has fulfilled his obligatory acts, that's when he is encouraged and recommended to engage in the voluntary deeds. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, anyone who does righteous acts while he is a believer. This is very important. Because if a person does righteous deeds and he does not believe in Allah, then the righteous deeds will be of no benefit to him in the afterlife. So righteous deeds that we do must be accompanied by the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must embrace at-tawheed and say la ilaha illallah. And then when we do the righteous deeds, we are doing them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only then our righteous deeds will be of benefit to us in the grave and in the afterlife. Then Allah Azza wa Jal makes the promise and He says, فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, anyone who does from the righteous deeds while he is a believer, then he shall not fear ظُلْم. He shall not fear injustice, nor shall he fear هَضْمًا, deprivation. I'll explain to you what هَضْمًا is, but let's look at فَلَا يَخَافُ. He shall not fee. And in the qira'ah of Ibn Kathir, he reads, فَلَا يَخَفْ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا. فَلَا يَخَفْ. This is like he's been warned, do not fee any injustice, nor any deprivation. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, don't fee. In other words, such a person is in safety. Such a person has been promised safety and peace and tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who does righteous deeds shall not fee ظُلْم. He shall not fear any injustice done to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. What that means is, do not fear that your sins will be in abundance and they will be multiplied on the Day of Judgment. Don't fear this. Why? Because when you do righteous deeds, they wipe away your sins. They wipe away the sins. So the sins will be يعني, reducing every time you engage in righteous deeds. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The good deeds, they wipe away the bad deeds. The next obligatory prayer that you're going to pray, whatever that prayer is, for you listening to me, could perhaps your next prayer could be Al-Fajr, Al-Dhuhr, Al-Asr, Al-Maghrib, Al-Isha. These five daily prayers, when you pray them, they wipe away the sin from one obligatory prayer to the other. So anyone who does righteous deeds shall not fee injustice, meaning Allah will not increase his sins. Rather, your righteous deeds are going to wipe away from your bad deeds, from your sins. They're going to be removed and you'll be purified with these good deeds that you do. Allah Azza wa Jal, then he said, وَلَا هَضْمَا, and you shall not feed deprivation. Now, al-hadm, deprivation here, means that you shall not fee good deeds taken away from you. You see, look, the idea of hadm, it comes from the word hadama. And hadama means to digest. You know, when you digest food, it goes from being a large morsel of food, it enters your mouth, and it goes into your stomach, and then it becomes into small pieces. It reduces in size. So, wala hadma, meaning the believer who does righteous deeds, while he is a believer, shall not fee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will diminish from his good deeds and reduce his good deeds. Rather, the opposite is true. Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us more than once in the Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Anyone who comes on the day of judgment with a righteous deed, with a good deed, Allah is going to multiply it 10 times. Allahu Akbar. Yani one righteous deed is going to multiply your good deeds and it is going to wipe away the bad deeds. Subhanallah. How beautiful is this? How encouraging is this for a person to remain upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And if a person comes on the day of judgment with a good deed, يُضَاعِفْهَا, he will multiply it. وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal will give a special gift from him. And that is a huge, huge reward that he will give. Immeasurable. We cannot even speak about it. So how beautiful is this deal? No one will deal with you in the same manner Allah Azza wa Jal deals with his servants. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, we learn from this ayah to commit to doing righteous deeds, because the word ya'mal is a present tense verb, is a present tense. And this implies continuity. So long as we continuously do some righteous deeds, something that you can bear, something that you can do, something minimal, doesn't matter. Remember, the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the consistent ones, even if they were done in small portions. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us the ability to continue to worship Him, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.